When it comes to lead generation and finding deals, there is no way around it. You have to learn how to talk to sellers and agents and get comfortable on the phone. If you're into wholesaling real estate, this is a skill you can master with practice. So get ready to look over my shoulder and watch me make offers over the phone live coming up.
Go to 8weekacademy.com to claim your free copy of Jerry Norton's most popular training. In it, he reveals his blueprint for making $100,000 per year with real estate.
If you're new here to this channel, I'm Jerry Norton with FlippingMastery.com, and this channel is all about ways to help you make money wholesaling and flipping real estate so you can live your dream life. Be sure to subscribe and turn on the bell notifications so you don't miss new videos. If you're new to wholesaling, getting on the phones can be extremely intimidating, especially if you don't have experience talking to people on the phone. This is something I model and role play, and I make my mentoring students practice a lot. And I've seen people go from a nervous wreck on the phone to exuding confidence in a short window of time. In fact, recently, one of my youngest mentoring students who's training to do acquisitions for me, he started getting on the phones, and I'm amazed at how quickly he's progressing and getting more and more comfortable and confident. In fact, I asked him to call an agent and make a lowball offer on the phone with the camera on and with a group of people watching him, and he agreed to do it, which took some real guts, and unfortunately, the agent was a jerk. Take a listen.
What can I help you?
Hey, I'm calling about 8717 Cadillac.
Okay, how can I help you there?
Well, I'm an investor, and I haven't really decided what I'm going to do with the house yet. You know, I do flips, rents, buy and holds, a bunch of stuff. And I just thought I'd call and give a cash offer on the house. It's I'm trying to be optimistic on how much the house is worth. You know, I'm just kind of worried about not having a garage that could hurt the value of the property. But
value. It's priced without a garage.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And
well,
so,
if it had a garage, it would be more.
Yeah. So.
What kind of cash offer?
Well, it's significantly lower than the listing price. But you know, I thought I'd call, give a cash offer anyway.
What's the number?
The number is I need to be in the ballpark of 40.
No chance. We've had four in that range already. Thank you for calling.
All right. Well, thanks. Have a good day. That was not a nice man.
Now, I don't know about you, but that was painful to watch. Let me know if you wanted to reach through the phone and just slap that agent. Now, Reese was doing his best, and that was hard because the agent was so rude, but don't feel bad for Reese. It's calls like this one that will make him stronger and better. Now, you cannot let that stop you, and Reese just rolled with it, and he got back on the phones. Now, if you're proud of Reese, leave a comment and say, Reese, you are a flipping genius. Okay, so now let me model for you a conversation I had right after Reese's call where I made a lowball offer on a property. Now, in fairness to Reese, I've been doing this full time for like 16 years, and this agent was pretty cool, but he still did not want to present my low offer. So in a minute, I'm going to cut to that call so you can see it live, but I want you to pay special attention to a few things. Listen to my tonality, the way I carry myself. Listen to my confidence as I talk to him. Listen to how I build rapport, how I ask questions. Listen to how I build a case for my low offer and justify why I'm making a low offer. And listen to how I overcome his objection that the seller won't take my offer. Now pay close attention to all of those things, and then I'll come back and we'll talk about it. Hi, Mark. My name's Jerry Norton. I'm calling about one of your listings. Do you have a minute?
Sure, I'm doing great. How you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking.
Good, good. I'm calling about your house over on New Jersey.
Okay.
Brand new listing, I think, right? Came out a couple days ago?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yes. Great. Yeah, I'm an investor. We do a lot of flips and interested in this project. Can you tell me what's going on?
Okay, it's a 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath. There's a basement. There is a occupant in it, but they're in the process of moving out, so I don't know if it's this or next week. Just
okay.
Let me know when you want to sit, and I'll make sure they're not there.
Okay.
We have it listed at 125.
Right. Now, the listing says it's 4-bedroom, 3.5 bath. Is that not right?
That's not right.
Okay.
I just walked it again, because I went off of another realtor's listing, so I apologize for that.
Okay, so it's a three.
Walked it, so it's a 4-bedroom, 1.5 bath. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's a 4 1.5.
Yeah.
Okay. 4 1.5. So I would have to add another bath to it because that's what they're doing out there on the flips.
Okay.
Because you got to get to a 2.5 if you want to hit, you know, a good retail number.
Uh-huh.
Because we'd come in and do the whole, like, everything. In fact, there's a comp right next to it. Do you know? Okay. Do you know which one?
It's a brand new one that just remodeled.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got like a yellow door.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. They did a nice job on that one.
Yes, they're really improving that neighborhood tremendously.
Uh-huh. So I would want to do something similar to what they did. Open up the floor plan, add another bath, just kind of do the whole thing. But it's a big budget because it's a lot of work on that old house, like on yours, to do that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And by the way, I'm unrepresented, so I'd like you to present the offer if you're up for it. Can you do that?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, so you can represent me on the offer? I'd prefer to do that. That way you get both sides of the commission and...
the seller is aware and is okay with it.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, obviously I got to get in it, but what I'd prefer to do is make an offer, see if we can get a contract with some inspection time, like a 10-day, and then I can get in there and really look at everything, make sure foundation's good, get my numbers off tight. I want to make a cash offer on it, but I'm going to need to be like around 80 on my offer.
The seller received other offer.
Uh-huh.
The lowest offer was real close to asking price.
At 125?
Yeah.
So you have offers over asking price right now?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, why do you think that is? Because it needs every bit of $100,000 in rehab.
That I can tell you why the other companies, other realtors offered.
And the seller said no?
He's thinking on it. We just received one this morning. They gave him until...
Over list price.
Over list price.
Okay.
But, you know, as a realtor, I think that there is subject to inspection as well, so...
Yeah. Well, let's still put an offer in. I mean, I'm not expecting you to write it up because it is, I get it's lower. But would you at least call up and tell them it's cash offer, close quickly? Because I'm thinking that one, if you have an, I just don't see that going through. I mean, I don't know how you could pay list or more on this property. It's only going to sell for 250 or so after you spend 100 grand. Maybe 270, right. Maybe 275. I mean, there's a comp right down the street that sold for 80 that is fairly similar, a little smaller, but, you know, needs everything just like this one. So
I understand.
Yeah, so 80 is a good number. I can't believe someone would pay 125, but would you mind at least doing a verbal for us?
Yeah, I'd be glad to.
Okay. Yeah, so this is my cell phone. If you don't mind, maybe just text me back. If they want to entertain it, then we can go ahead and put it in writing. But to save you time and everybody time, why don't we just do a verbal at 80 and see what they do?
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. Now, I hope that was enlightening, even though the odds of getting this deal are slim to none. If you think seeing me on the phone making a lowball offer was helpful, leave a comment and say, Jerry, you are a flipping genius. Honestly, getting the offer accepted is not the point. The reason we make offers is to uncover motivated sellers, and I always play the long game. I don't actually believe a cash buyer will pay anywhere near $125,000 for this property, and it will come back around. When it does, I'll be ready. Never forget, the more offers you make, the more deals you'll do, and the more money you'll make. But you have to get good on the phones and eventually replace yourself with others who are good on the phones. So what did you learn listening to me on the phone? Leave a comment and share your biggest takeaway. Remember, talk with confidence. Make your offer with confidence no matter how low it is. Ask questions. Get the other person to talk. Try to uncover the situation. I point blank asked, why would someone pay $125,000 for this property when distressed homes are selling for $80,000 and retail flips are selling for $275,000 and it needs $100,000 in work? Now, they may not have the answer, but at least you're asking the right questions. And most importantly, always follow up. As long as the property's for sale, continue to make your offer every single week. And to help you get really good at this, I have two resources for you. First is my private seller scripts for how to talk directly to a seller, and also my agent scripts for exactly how to talk to agents. Now, I'll give these to you for free. I'll put the download link in the description below. And your assignment now is to role play with someone. It may feel hokey to role play, but I'd rather be hokey and rich than poor and cool. And here's what I want you to do next. I want you to watch a video where I get on the phone and I do the same thing where I make a low offer on a deal, but this time the seller accepts my offer. Now, my hope is that this will give you the confidence to handle the rejection and the rude people like Reese experienced. So watch that video now because it will help you catch that vision. And if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to my channel. This is the number one channel on YouTube for all things wholesaling and flipping. And I'll see you on the next video.